The Tom Woods Show, episode 2165.
Prepare to set fire to the index card of allowable opinion. Your daily dose of liberty education starts here. The Tom Woods Show.
Folks, if you're like me, when you criticize the Federal Reserve, you get all these lackey-style responses. Why, the Fed has made the economy more stable. You don't want to go back to the 19th century, do you? All kinds of arguments like that. Well, you can blow those and others out of the water with my free ebook, Our Enemy, the Fed. Grab it at ourenemythefed.com.
Hey, everybody, Tom Woods here. Well, it is getting close to back-to-school time, and the way you know that is that you're shopping in some department store, and the announcements on the loudspeaker are letting you know, hey, it's back to school. And I'll tell you, when it was July and I was a kid, that irritated the heck out of me. I thought, you can't let me enjoy. School isn't start, at least where I'm from, school wouldn't start till after Labor Day. You know, we had at least a solid month and a half to go. And they're already telling me it's time to go back to school. I just got out of school. It irritated the heck out of me. Well, it's a little different here on the Tom Woods Show. I'm not here to remind you to buy clothes for back to school. I'm here to remind you that you have options for back to school, in particular when it comes to going to college. You have options. There are alternatives that will not mean that you have no opportunities in life, because the impression you get is that if you don't follow the traditional path, then you're going to have no opportunities. You're going to wind up some loser. Of course, that's what they want you to think, but that is not the case. And joining me to discuss this is a very, very important person who runs a very, very important organization. That's Cameron Sorsby, who is the CEO of Praxis, which is an organization we've talked about numerous times in this show. We've featured young people who have gone through it. As a matter of fact, I just recently made a presentation on this topic featuring two really bright young people who went through this program and have nothing but good things to say about it. So I want my folks to know about it so that you have all your options in front of you, so that if it's not absolutely necessary for you to be ground down by the college industrial complex, then you won't be. So Cameron, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Tom. Excited to chat.
First of all, how did you meet Isaac Morehouse, who started the whole thing? How did you get into this orbit?
Yeah, so it started with my own kind of like career and college journey. Growing up, I was always the kid who I really loved to learn. I was super curious about the world. I was weirdly getting into like politics and current events at like 8 to 10. I remember listening to like conservative talk radio in the car, going to like soccer practice with my parents and everything. But at the same time, I just hated going to school. I hated going from class to class for 8 hours a day. You know, when something was interesting, I was fully engaged. But when it didn't interest me, I couldn't muster up the motivation just to like play the school game, per se. And I remember graduating high school, getting ready for college. I was so excited for college because I thought college was going to be the opposite of, you know, middle school and high school. I thought I was going to have this, you know, great independence. I was going to choose what I got to study. I remember I went to a school where in the promotional materials, they talked about how you can create your own major. And that was like the most exciting thing to me. It's like, oh, I can pick and choose different classes to take. And when I got there on campus, it was very clear. It was just, you know, an extension of high school. It was more of the same in terms of, you know, a typical school environment. So I met Isaac because halfway through college, you know, every year I kind of considered dropping out, but never did because there weren't other obvious options to pursue. Like if you don't graduate and get that degree, then you're going to set yourself up for a life of failure. But I met Isaac because I started pursuing my own interests outside of the classroom. I volunteered on Ron Paul's campaign back in 2012 during the primaries. That was a really cool experience and also taught me like I never want to be involved in politics formally. But I got to meet a lot of really interesting people that were well-read. And, you know, I stayed up till 2, 3 a.m. most nights just talking ideas and learning about new books that I would add to my list to go read on my own and everything. And I remember very specifically, I felt very alive intellectually in an environment like that compared to going to my college classes where it felt like 75, 80% of my, you know, fellow classmates were showing up hungover in their pajamas to class, which is not a very motivating environment to be in. So I met Isaac. He came and did a workshop for our like free market economics student group. And then I kept in touch with him and pitched him on interning with him and actually gaining experience rather than just kind of passively finishing my classes until I got that degree. And it was while I was interning for him, it was a year before he launched Praxis, and he told me about it, and it immediately got me fired up. And I knew I wanted to be a part of building this thing. I had no idea what role I could play. I knew Isaac wasn't in a position to start, you know, handing out paychecks left and right. So I just figured out like how I could be valuable in those very early days. And that led me to actually becoming one of the very first, you know, participants, first customers of the business. I went through the very first cohort of Praxis, and it's a great experience. And I joined the team shortly after that and have been with Praxis ever since.
Describe for us then what the experience is that somebody who enrolls in this program has, and what's the goal? What's the end result that that person would be hoping to achieve?
Sure. So the nuts and bolts of the program are really simple. It's a one-year-long program, and you go through a three-month project-based curriculum. It's kind of our version of a boot camp. And that boot camp is helping you discover career interests, gain context into like what opportunities are out there in the career landscape for you to pursue, and then actually building tangible skills through projects so that you have something to show to prospective hiring managers, employers, and companies you're excited to go get your career started with, rather than the, you know, college approach of get your college credits, get that formal credential under your belt, slap that on your resume, and magically that makes you a desirable candidate for a company. So the first 3 months, project-based curriculum, you have program advisors that are giving you feedback, helping you figure out what are going to be better role and skill interests depending on your kind of natural strengths and what you're interested in. And then you're in a cohort of 15 to 20 other participants who are going through the same process as you, and you get to build both professional and social relationships with them. And then the next 3 months, you're on the job hunt. So we're connecting you to companies in our network. You're learning, you know, you're not just waiting around for job opportunities. You're learning how to proactively pitch yourself and sell yourself to companies you want to go work for. We think it's really important that you learn how to go after opportunities that you're actually interested in. A lot of people, you know, recent college grads, young professionals at different stages, job hunting is a very intimidating process for them because they're just so used to just submitting online applications and being one of 100, 200 applicants and never hearing back from a company. We're teaching you, here's how you can create things upfront for companies, show them that you can be valuable in different jobs. And then once you land your job, so you land a full-time entry-level position 6 months into the program, and then the next 6 months of the program, as you're working that job, you're attending weekly workshops. We bring in guest speakers. You have kind of like a job support mastermind with advisors and peers at different stages of the program to help you keep growing in your career. And, you know, kind of when you back out of the nuts and bolts of the program, compared to school, you go into college your freshman year, you have all this pressure, like you're probably going to be really focused on picking a major that leads to a very specific career path. Our approach is we want you to feel like you're starting your career from day one in Praxis, and the program structure is there to guide you through how to get started. So it shouldn't feel like I have a year of Praxis education and then I get my life started. It's I'm getting my life started, I'm getting out into the real world, and Praxis is there to support me along the way.
Do you partner with the various companies where you're placing people? I mean, how do you approach them? How do you identify which companies to approach? Are they generally sympathetic to a program like this?
Yeah, so we have a formal partnership network of companies that we've identified that have the right kind of environment to get your career started in. So the way I describe it is we avoid the very large bureaucratic corporations where maybe their HR processes are stuck doing things the old way, where they might be a little bit more prone to being, you know, focused on having direct formal experience and, you know, formal credentials that they're having on their job postings. And then we also want to avoid like smaller local mom and pop businesses where there's not going to be legitimate career upside. So We work with tech startups, other kinds of growing small businesses, but their growth trajectory means like you're going to be able to grow with them and keep progressing in your own career at those kinds of companies. That's kind of what we look for in general. It doesn't matter as much about this specific industry. Like I mentioned, a lot of our hiring companies do tend to have something related to tech, lots of software companies and others, but it's more about the environment that you get to step into. Like a lot of our participants, they're very entrepreneurial minded. Maybe they have a desire to start their own business one day, or they like the idea of kind of launching freelance side projects to start earning side income. They have the ambition where they don't want to just be an employee collecting a paycheck and having a 9-to-5 job. They're looking for something more out of the companies they work for and the jobs they hold. So we look for companies that kind of match that ambition more than anything. And then how we recruit companies, we reach out to them. We're doing our own research on what companies are out there that are growing and, you know, have great employee reviews and, you know, kind of have the financial metrics that show us, hey, this company, we feel like they're really going to be growing and taking off over the next 3 to 5 years. It could be a good time to start working for them. But honestly, a lot of our companies really come from, you know, referrals from other companies that have worked with us, have had a good experience with our candidates, and you know, share it with, you know, their fellow entrepreneurs and CEOs and such.
Now, incidentally, not everybody listening to this is going to have an immediate practical use for the Praxis program. I mean, maybe they have careers and they're advanced in them or whatever it is, or they need to, the type of employment they have, they need to go the traditional route. That's fair enough, but I would venture to suggest that almost everybody listening knows somebody who might benefit from this. So even if it's, you know, not everything is necessarily about every particular listener every single time, but it could be about your next door neighbor, your friend, your nephew, your niece, whatever. That could be something to bear in mind. But secondly, you know, I think we're so inclined to think in terms of the traditional model of you go through K-12 and then you just apply to schools. You go to those schools and then you sit by the phone and wait to be called. And everybody is just accustomed to that, that we feel like employers are expecting that, that they want to get that resume from that guy who's got the degree in sociology or whatever it is before they'll really consider the person. But think about it. I mean, how many resumes can you go through that start with, I seek to employ various modalities to achieve my goals, and you know, and then you get this candidate who is coming from a completely non-traditional background, but is ambitious to get started and is learning all kinds of business things and loves doing it and breaks the mold. Well, you know what? You might actually say, I think I'm more interested in this person.
Yeah, Tom, I mean, you know this. You're running your own businesses. Like companies, business owners, they're starving for just competent, quality talent that will come in with the right kind of attitude, and they actually want to show up to work because they know it's valuable for them and they want to learn on the job and create value for you. Now, you know, our participants compared to the other candidates that they're technically competing with these job opportunities, they tend to have much less formal experience under their belt. They're green on the experience side, but the companies we work with, what really stands out to them, and we hear this, you know, especially the companies that, you know, start working with us and then they hire their first Praxis participant, then they hire their second, and then they hire their third. We'll get emails from them being like, where do you find these young people? Because they're coming in and they're just trying to like be a sponge and soak up as much as they can and do all the little things that as a business owner, you know, like make a big difference with how you treat customers or, you know, just doing 10% more than what's expected of you and, you know, taking time, you know, off the job to learn a new skill that you can apply. Like those are the kinds of things that employers are having a really hard time finding in candidates, especially these days. And I think a lot of that comes from, you know, the average college graduate kind of comes in with that entitled mindset because they've been told their whole life, like, if you get that degree, then that's a golden ticket to have a good career. And, you know, I think the kind of person who does Praxis, they tend to be, you know, hungrier to prove themselves. And they're also more inclined to approach their early career opportunities as a longer-term learning experience for themselves rather than just a job they're there to collect a paycheck for. The bar is super low.
What happens in the first few months? Is this something people do remotely or do they all meet in some central location?
Yeah, everything's remote. So on a week-to-week basis, you have two live workshops that you're attending on Zoom on Monday and Wednesday nights. Monday nights, we bring in guest speakers that are, you know, entrepreneurs, very successful, interesting professionals that have built their own careers in a little bit more entrepreneurial way. We're either interviewing them about like their own career journey, what they do now, how they got started, you know, what skills and, you know, what kinds of opportunities they recommend that our participants kind of look into and focus on and everything. And then we'll also have different sessions. We'll have like a philosophy night where we'll bring in somebody, you know, from like our advisor network that we'll do a series of like thought experiments and kind of push our participants to think outside the box and think more critically and, you know, kind of test them in that way. It's not only pure like skill training to get you job ready. It's kind of that broader approach of how to develop your soft skills. And if you are a slightly more like academic, you know, intellectually curious type, like how can you kind of create your own curriculum? We want to be helping our participants with that too. But the workshops are there to kind of, you know, like broader professional, personal development. And then Wednesday night workshops are more specifically focused on the curriculum that you're going through and your advisors for that module are running through that with you. And then every week you have about 10 hours of project work that you're doing. So the first month you're doing like a weekly overview of a different core skill area like sales, marketing, operations, and you're learning like what it's like to do some basic responsibilities in those different role areas. You're learning about different companies through that as well. And then the next 2 months, it becomes more specific to what kinds of skills and what kinds of companies do you want to be specifically, you know, working on in terms of your projects and everything. And there's a writing module in the second month to really, you know, help you develop professional writing skills rather than just the kind of generic essay writing that you might learn in a school environment. And then the community of our participants and alumni is super engaging. So outside of your day-to-day curriculum project work, you know, you get to hop into different alumni created sub communities on the community platform. And you get to connect with not just your peers that you're going through the program with at the same time, but alumni that are 2 years ahead of you, 4 years ahead of you that, you know, are probably easier to relate to than some of your advisors and the companies you're going to go work for. You get to learn from peers. And I think that's been a really cool development of Praxis is we've been around for over 8 years now. And there's like a true like community ecosystem of these young people that have chosen to build their career in a more entrepreneurial way. It's no longer just a program experience. It's also a network that you're joining.
Before I go on, let me say a quick thing that will help a lot of you, and you know who you are. If you are in business and you're getting buried by your competition online, then build your brand, your reputation, and your lead flow with digital marketing by Persist SEO, our great sponsor. If you're a small local business, you're trying to compete against large companies in the service industry, increase your visibility with Persist SEO. Or if you have low or no leads coming in on a consistent basis, well, website search engine and conversion optimization can help move the needle to a more prosperous business model for you. If you're tired of cold calling, use your website as a lead generation engine. If you're not showing up for your services on the search engines, then get found with Persist SEO's expert search engine optimization. All you have to do is call 770-580-3736 or visit them at ineedseo.help. for a free website audit and consultation. That's 770-580-3736 or ineedseo.help. Give us some examples. I mean, we had some examples of people in the presentation that you gave, but just examples of people going through the program, like what their path was like and what they wound up doing. And of course, one of the advantages that each of them seemed to have was that they weren't saddled with any debt.
Yeah.
And that meant that they could start their lives fresh without that hanging over their heads.
Yeah. So Nick Arl, he's 21 now. He went through the program at 18. I actually met him at a conference when he was 16, and he was working at McDonald's, kind of begrudgingly finishing high school. He went to a typical public school, but he was already into kind of like free market libertarian ideas. And you could tell like he wanted to kind of break out of his like small local town and just kind of get his life started at an earlier age. So he was working at McDonald's and he worked construction for, I think, the year after high school. And then he joined Praxis. He went and worked for PandaDoc, which is a software company. They do like e-signature software, which when you describe what PandaDoc does, it sounds like the most boring thing that I can think of. But the company itself is one of my favorite hiring partners in our network. We started working with them back, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. They've hired almost 50 participants from us, and they've grown from 60 employees to a little over 500 employees over that same time. And Nick, he's 21 now. He bought his first house 6 to 9 months ago down in St. Petersburg, Florida. And he actually just recently got engaged to another Praxis alumni. So, you know, not a super common anecdote that happens, but, you know, kind of speaks to like the social community that you get with Praxis as well. So he's in sales, and he's actually a manager of a sales team over there now after, you know, doing direct sales for the first few years. And it's just really cool to see that career growth at 21 when most of his peers are probably still in college, if not just graduating.
Well, that reminds me, is there some kind of age requirement, either minimum or max? Is there a maximum age beyond which Praxis isn't for you?
There's not a maximum age. We have had participants in the past that were using Praxis as a career transition program. There are elements of the curriculum that are a little bit more focused on getting your career started. So it just tends to be more geared towards early young professionals that haven't gotten their career started yet. They're in that traditional college age range. And so for people that are outside of our like typical age range, it can be a great fit. It just depends on what somebody's priorities are, what their career experience is coming into the program. And we'll be really honest and upfront, like, hey, do we think Praxis can really help you, or do we think there are better options for you and stuff? You might just need to, you know, take some of the lessons and mindsets that we endorse. You may not need the full program, depending on where you are. And then minimum age, we technically don't have a minimum age. We have had participants do the program as young as 16. That's super rare. You know, I would say half of our participants are just only a year removed from high school. So it's typically like 18, 19. And for our younger applicants, we just want to make sure they're ready to really like focus on getting their career and life started. They have above average maturity. Ideally, you have some decent work experience, like you waited tables, you worked, you know, retail through high school. It really does come down to a maturity thing. I've seen applicants who applied, you know, when they were 17, weren't quite ready. They came back a year later, got some good experience, and it was clear they were definitely ready to get started.
I just held an in-person event for a membership site that I run a couple of weeks ago. And I had, I don't know, somewhere like between 125, 130-ish people there, just a members-only event. And one of them was a Praxis graduate. So, okay. I mean, the likelihood of that is very low, given that there aren't that many people. But he's a sort of self-selected person. He's the kind of person who wants to come to a Tom Woods members-only kind of event. Yep. And I have been very heartened to be able to be, you know, a small part of all this by being able to take my platform and use it to promote something like this to people I think are looking for alternatives. And they're looking for them not simply because they want to save money, you know, on college tuition, although that's a major factor. But it's also that in this day and age, I mean, I remember being in college in 1994, graduating college in 1994. And yeah, it's true that the campus was slanted in a particular direction politically. But it wasn't absolutely suffocating to the point where you didn't dare utter a dissenting opinion. Now, I can't imagine what it would be like to set foot on a college campus. And so what are people supposed to do? I mean, number one, you have to go there and spend a fortune. And number two, for that privilege, you get to be badgered and attacked and have to keep all your opinions to yourself, and you have to pay a premium to do this. There are some people who say, I would like to do something other than that with my life. And so I've been glad to be able to say to people, I know a lot of people listening to this might be looking for an alternative, and we finally have it. So I want to say, first of all, a thank you to you and to Isaac, because it is very tempting in this day and age just to sit around complaining. It is so tempting because it's easy and it's costless to sit around and complain about the situation we find ourselves in. It's expensive in terms of time and energy and mental toughness to actually build something for people like, you know, my listeners, to build alternatives. And you guys actually did that instead of just complaining. And so as we move into the future, and we're going to have to build more and more institutions like this that give people options in a society that is throwing obstacles at them left and right, you guys are the real heroes of this story, frankly.
I appreciate that, Tom. I'm really proud. We have our 10th, you know, anniversary of the company coming up next year, and it's really going to be a cool thing to hit that milestone. And it still very much feels like we're just getting started. You know, when we started Praxis, as you know, you were talking to Isaac in the early days, like, it was very much seen as this radical thing that our libertarian academic friends really didn't like that Isaac was starting this thing. They felt threatened by it. And, you know, today, especially over the past 2 to 3 years, with everything that's going on, it's been really cool to see how many people are kind of, you know, opening their eyes to alternative options, not just to college, but college is a big one. But, you know, alternative options to, like, how do you build the life that you want without relying on these institutions that are embedded in what's going on in the world today? You know, I think there's going to be more and more disruption and alternatives to the kind of default institutions. And I think it's been really cool to see what Eric July is building.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with the comic book company. That's super cool to see. And, you know, I think that's very much, you know, kind of within the ethos and spirit of Praxis. And, you know, you mentioned you had a Praxis graduate who was at your event. We've had dozens of participants come from just listening to your show, or somebody who is a listener of your show and passed it along. So it's not the fact that Praxis is a libertarian program. That's not what we're about. It's if you don't want to go to a campus where the predominant culture probably, like, hates your personal values, then, you know, seek out alternatives that actually align with your values and, you know, want to see you succeed and are going to embrace you instead of, you know, kind of slapping you in the face while they, you know, demand tuition money at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. It kind of reminds me of when I was years ago, I was living on Long Island and I didn't want to be there. I did not want to be there. And yet the house prices, like, you had to pay a premium to live somewhere you didn't want to live. Like, what? It's just like a, you know, it's adding insult to injury. I have to pay a fortune to be in some place where I don't want to be.
Yep.
So it's the same situation with college. And not to mention, at the end of it, there isn't really much of a guarantee that you're going to be employable. Just because you have the piece of paper and you studied sociology does not mean you're going to be employable. Whereas I think what's going on in Praxis is that these companies, they hire you after the initial period, right? I mean, because you have on-the-job experience, you have business experience prior to that, and you're young and ambitious, and you have all that youthful energy. Well, what's not to like?
Yep. Yeah. You get that full-time entry-level job 6 months into the program. Now, compare that to spending 4 to 5 years in college, and then you're just thinking about, you know, where am I going to get a job? And, you know, I don't think a lot of people are finding a lot of value from the career services center on campuses either. You have to do all this work on your own no matter what.
Right.
So my thing is, you might as well get started and give yourself a 5-year head start.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Your peers won't be laughing at you then.
That's,
you know?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So there is a full presentation you can watch about Praxis, and it is spelled just the way it sounds, Praxis. And I'll put it up at tomwoods.com/2165, the show notes page. You can also access it at tomwoods.com/praxis. That'll take you directly there. And see what you think. Watch it with your student. Maybe it's not your son or daughter. It could be anybody else in your family, somebody you know. and see what you think, because you should consider all your options in this day and age. So Cameron, thanks so much for your time and for this important work.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, everybody. Let me point out also that if you are a member of the Tom Woods School of Life program, you also get a $500 scholarship toward the Praxis program. So if you'd like to get that, then hop on the waiting list for when the School of Life reopens, which is happening very shortly, very, very beginning of August 2022. We'll be opening for a few days to bring in some more members, then closing back up again. So one of the benefits is $500 off Praxis. So check that out, tomschooloflife.com. Put your email address in. I'll let you know when it reopens. And that is one of the benefits. So that's all I have to say for today. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about things you can't talk about. Oh, that's fun. Isn't that what this whole podcast is about? That's what we'll be talking about tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Become a smarter libertarian in just 30 minutes a day. Visit tomwoods.com to subscribe to the show for free. And we'll see you next time.
Like the sound of the Tom Woods Show? My audio production is provided by Podsworth Media. Check them out at podsworth.com.